Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be so with the banks. How? We fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you, and you're going to be glad you're with me because we got Paul Casey back on the show. Paul is the CEO of Casey Communication. He's the author of Self-Employment is for You. He's the host of his own radio show, which we're very proud of him for that, although we tried to talk him out of it. We told him it was crazy talk, anybody who wants to be in the radio business, but he's doing it. He's doing it well, and he's our good friend. Paul Casey, welcome back.
Well, thank you, Jim. It's great to be back, as usual. It's always great to talk to you.
Good to have you back. Paul, one of the things you've done over the years with us, and you've been a member of our Brain Trust now for a long time, is you've helped us understand just, you know, so many important things about the idea, the concept of being a small business owner, of being entrepreneurial. And one of the things you've done, which I'm very proud of you for, is what you call Casey's Self-Employment Test. And you see, and I have a copy of it. I took this test, by the way.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm not going to tell you what I made so yet. I'm going to tell you later in the segment. Don't let me forget it. I'll tell you what I did later on.
All right.
But I thought if you want to, we'd go through the test and talk about some of the elements.
Absolutely. You start. There's 20 questions. Which ones?
20. Tell us a little bit about the test. What do you think?
Well, I think the reason why I put it together is just like in your introduction, it was the fact that when I wrote my book, Is Self-Employment for You, it seems like a lot of people will get into trying to do this, and I don't think I've asked them the essential questions. And one of the things that appeared to me is that a lot of people, when I heard them talking about self-employment or running your own small business, they first things out of their mouth is, that you need to write a business plan. That's the first thing, and I don't dispute that. You need to write a business plan, but there's a whole host of things you need to do before you even think about a business plan. And I don't think enough attention had been paid to that aspect of starting a business. And
a lot of people who are capable of writing a business plan are not capable of being a business owner.
That's correct. That's absolutely it. And
because of their personality, this is something we've talked about a lot on the show with our personality experts, is that everybody has a personality of their own. Their personality ranks high on some levels of the personality scale, low on other levels. There's a five-factor model that we've talked about on the show.
Okay.
And if you don't know what your personality is, how you're motivated, how you're driven, how you think about this or that, if you don't know that about yourself, number one, you won't know what your likelihood of success is as a business owner, but you also won't know who to hire for the things that you're not good at.
That's exactly right. That's right on the target. Yes, absolutely.
Because you don't have to be perfect at everything to be a business owner. You just have to know what you're good at and what you're not good at. That's a big part of it, isn't it, Paul?
Yeah, I think it's better to be good at many things, and it's better to be that than excellent at just one or two things.
Right.
You know, essentially, because you're right. Then what you do is you can contract out or have someone else do the areas you're weak in. But I noticed you wrote an article a while ago, and I think it's right to the point. You have to know what you're not good at. And I think you called it unconsciousness or consciousness.
Conscious competence and conscious incompetence. Yeah.
Yeah, I thought that was
the four consciousness levels. Right.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, that's one of my favorites. And it's something I learned over 30 years ago. Somebody taught me that probably 35 years ago.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And it's the idea of being an unconscious incompetent, a conscious incompetent,
right.
an unconscious competent, and a conscious competent. Those are the four. And of course, what your goal is to be a conscious competent. Know what you do right, know what you do wrong, and beware of both of them.
Yeah, I think, when I started out 22 years ago, I think I was definitely a conscious incompetent.
You were successful, but you didn't know why.
Right.
That's what that is.
Yeah, I stumble because I'm doing it. But when I talk to people, it's like, wow, how did I get through it? I still don't know.
Yeah. But now that you know what you don't know, you become a conscious competent.
I hope so.
See, an unconscious incompetent, we call them a don't know squared. They don't know that they don't know. And we're all like that in our lives. In any given day, we're all like that to some degree. But hopefully it's only about things that don't matter.
That's right.
Hold on to that thought. Paul, give us your website, please.
It's caseycommunications.net.
And the book is called Is Self-Employment For You? When we come back, we're going to get into some of these topics. And the first one is, do you need the security of a steady paycheck? Think about that while we take this break. 20 till. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 17 till. Little Foreigner bringing us back. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks for hanging out with us. We're rocking and rolling with our good friend Paul Casey. We're talking about his survey. We're talking about this, the test, the self-employment test, the Casey 5-minute self-employment test. And so we're going to go down through the elements of this test, Paul. You're going to help us with this. And the first question that you want to ask, now, folks, Paul's asking these questions, so you can determine. Before you even write your business plan, what's the likelihood of your being successful? And I think he's got some really good questions here. You need to be honest with yourself, as I was when I took this test. I didn't read any of the instructions or what the results were. I just answered the questions, then I added them up, and I'll tell you about what I got in a little bit. Paul, you said the first question: do you need the security of a steady paycheck?
That's right, and I think I hear that from a lot of people that say that that's exactly what they need. And if that's you, then maybe this is an area you need to really explore more, whether self-employment is for you. And one of the things that I would like to ask, and maybe you agree or disagree with this, but when I talk to a lot of people who are self-employed, the ones that are successful, they don't consider themselves a huge risk taker.
Yeah.
You know, and that's, I think, one of the myths about doing it. And it's interesting, the successful people in small business are asking themselves, like, you know, the security of a job, the security of a paycheck. We look at working for someone else as not being secure at all. And that's why self-employment is very appealing to us.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the things I do ask, though, like my wife, for example, she grew up in a family of small business owners. She wants nothing to do with it based on the experience.
She remembers her family struggling.
That's right. In the living room, all the parts of the, you know, equipment on the floor, eating dinner at 10 o'clock and all that, what it requires. And that's about what I find about 50% of the people who go into business, you know, want that security because they don't want to live like that again. And there's a number of people who get the bite and they want to do it. But it's really interesting. So that's why
there are two real categories of people who answer this question. One are the people who just financially cannot do without a paycheck,
right?
Because they don't have any extra, they don't have any money to spare, and they got kids, mouths to feed. They just cannot do it. And the other one are the people who they may have the money, but they emotionally can't handle the idea of not having that security.
That's right.
So they're two different kinds of folks, and so you need to ask that question honestly. Can you do without a paycheck? Number two, do you exercise good judgment? How do we answer that question for ourselves? Everybody thinks they do.
Well, the thing is that that's a good question. That's why I say you got to be honest in this. I say, you know, I kind of do, and I guess I may be doing this a little bit flip maybe, but when I have the question scoring low, I'm on my seventh marriage.
Right.
Why does this question matter? You know, I'm just saying, look over your life, the friends you've chosen, if you're on your eighth job or things like that, and it just seems you're in debt. You know, run into this. I mean, if I could score a higher points, and maybe I should, I'd give more points to this question than any other.
Yeah, give more emphasis to that. I agree with you. But folks, as you take this test, and you can go to Paul's website, kccommunication.com, right, and get the test?
Yeah, .net. Actually, you can't yet. I will have it posted shortly, though.
Okay, kccommunication.net. Will you allow us? I'm gonna ask you to. I'm gonna put the arm on you, Paul, and ask you if you'd allow us to put this on our website.
Absolutely, I will.
Let's see about getting that up there. We'll give you all the credit. But I'd like for my folks to have access. This is an important one.
I'll have it done in about 3 weeks. Jim.
Okay, you let us know.
I will.
All right. So now I'm going to move on a little bit, and folks, you need to. This is critical. Don't fool yourselves. When I took the test, I erred one. I thought what I should answer, and then I went one below on some of these, thinking that I might have been a little bit, over. I might have been a little too proud of myself. Are you organized? That's an important one, isn't it?
Yes, that's right. I think time is your most precious commodity. That's something that you can control as best, and that's being organized every day, though you know what you're doing for the week, and you're not distracted by Twitter, you're not distracted by emails. You're focused. You know what you're doing in the morning. Sales is your most important element in the beginning and probably throughout your business, but organization or in real estate is called location, location, location. I believe in business it's organization, organization, organization.
Mm-hmm.
The more organized you are, the higher your prospects for success.
The next two, Paul, are maybe the most important, or two of the most important for sure. Are you decisive? Folks, if you can't make decisions, if you get stuck on making decisions, please go clock in tomorrow. You need to be an employee.
That's right. And the thing is that what I think one of the reasons I was drawn to running my own business because I worked in the bureaucracy, and I really could not handle it. It's not that I didn't like it. I couldn't handle it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I can't work in it because things that you would do, they get watered down, changed.
Yeah. The politics what got me.
Absolutely.
23 years I was a good employee of major corporations, and I got to where I knew I wasn't going to be able to go where I wanted to go because I didn't play the politics very well.
And now I'm with you. So I think that's a lot of motivation, and I hear that story a lot from people, by the way, who go into business for themselves. But when you're in business, one of the glorious things you can do is make decisions, and you will make mistakes, but I guarantee you, you're not going to make the mistake a second time.
Well, here's the key, and one of my mentors taught me this a long time ago. When you're in charge of something, you got to learn how to make lots of little bitty decisions. Now, what he meant was, don't wait till they get too big. Wait, make the decisions when they're small. Get them off your plate. And the good news is you get used to making decisions. That's one thing that's good. The second thing is, if you make a bad decision, it's a bad little decision.
That's right.
You fail small. That's one of the things, folks. If I could give you one thing, and I know, Paul, you agree with me, fail small. Because you're going to fail plenty of times. Make sure your failures are small. Quick
That's
break
right.
right back with Paul Casey. More on this test, this self-employment test, is critical for you, I think. Even if you're already in small business, you need to take the test. Stay with us. You're reeling in the years, storing away the time. Are you gathering up the tears? Have you had enough of mine? Welcome back. It's 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me, having a great visit with Paul Casey. And my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Paul's is Casey Communication. Is it communications.com?
Yes, plural.
With an S?
Yes.
I'm sorry, .net. CaseyCommunications.net. And don't forget that you're going to let us – will you let us know when this employment test, self-employment test is going to be up?
I will. I'll absolutely.
We'll send it out to our newsletter subscribers too.
Absolutely great.
Help us remember. We'll send them right back to you. Okay, so we're taking this test, folks. And Paul, in your parameters, you say that if you score below 100, self-employment's not for you. If you score up to 129, you're slightly above average, but you might want to check your position. From 130 to 149, your prospects are pretty good if you're to be a small business owner. 150 to 169, that's the sweet spot, right?
I would agree. Your prospects are outstanding, and I think what we talked about earlier, you're good at many things, and that's what's important. And go for it.
And 170 and above, you say you've let your ego get you're the best of you.
Yeah, I'm just saying that maybe you think a little bit too highly of yourself, and maybe your ego is getting in the way. And
I want to point out that the low number there on that ego thing he was just saying was 170 to 190, okay? So My score, Paul, was 170. So that tells you I didn't read the instructions. I wanted to just take the test.
Right.
So I'm just one point over into the ego thing there.
Well, the thing I'll do.
But you know, I've been doing this for 21 years.
Yeah, that's
Paul.
What I mean. You've been in business 21 years.
So I mean, I think I've learned a couple of things.
Right. This is designed for people who are thinking about going and don't have it. So obviously, people who have been in business like you are going to score a lot higher.
I've learned that I can make decisions. I've learned that that I actually, if you've been a small business owner for very long, you laugh when you read the one about can you go without a paycheck?
Yeah, exactly. let's
move on down and talk about some of the others. Are you a leader? Now, that's hard to answer if you haven't been a leader.
Yeah, I think, you can be a quiet leader. It doesn't have to be like a Martin Luther King or somebody like that. I mean, I'm advocating that you be.
Right.
In that category. However, when you have ideas, you're in small groups. Do people follow what you say usually? I mean, are you one? You could be a quiet leader, but someone who's respected that you do it. Because I think a lot of people, you have to sell yourself here. And if you have leadership capabilities, all I submit is that your prospects for success will be higher. It doesn't mean that if you're not a leader, you won't succeed. But it's better. It's better if you are. And I think, if you look at your past, I think it's a good thing to look at the people. Are they drawn to you? Yeah, if they are and you score high there, I think it's really going to help.
Can you handle adversity? That's huge.
Yes, that's the thing. And
you got to really be honest about that one, folks.
That's right. And you know what? I score lower here. Okay, I'm better than I used to be, but I put in the thing scoring or in the scoring low. My day is ruined if I get a parking ticket.
When you've been through the things I've been through in my 21 years as a small business owner. I have to tell you, Paul, I gave myself a 10 on that one.
Well, then, good for you.
Because I'm going to tell you something. I have been in the lion's den more than once, and I came out, and I lived to tell about it. And if you've got those battle scars, folks, I think you deserve a 10. But if you don't have those battle scars, if you can't quote chapter and verse from the school of adversity, you probably need to rate yourself a little lower than that.
Right, and maybe that's a very important one. If you're very low on that, I think you're going to be thrown, and we know that, Jim.
Right.
You just know you're going to be thrown different, softballs, hardballs, or whatever on the way, and if you really shy away from adversity, that's one I think you should really take a look at.
And we're hitting the big ones, folks. There are about 20. And another one is, can you defer gratification? If you can't appreciate that concept and if you can't live with that, then I think, in my opinion, Paul, I think this is a deal killer right here.
I would have to agree. I mean, there's not any entrepreneur that has made it who didn't say I'll live in my car to make this work.
If I have to.
Yes.
I'll eat bologna or I won't eat if I have to.
And I did. I did. I delayed gratification 5 years. I lived on $900 a month. Kept my overhead low.
Yeah,
I had to do it.
Yeah, you got to be able to pay the price. Give us one more. How about? Here's one I dinged myself on, Paul.
Okay.
I gave myself a pretty not a low score, but I dinged myself pretty good on this. Are you a good listener?
I find that interesting. The business you're in, I would have to think you'd be a really good listener.
Well, I know, but I probably can. I can still do. I can always be better.
Mm-hmm. That, I think everybody can improve.
At least my wife tells me that all the time.
Right. I think everybody can improve in this area.
So the point is, folks, you got to be honest about this. And you're going to let us know when this is ready, and we're going to send it out to folks.
You got it.
I want everybody to see this. Hey, thanks, Paul, for being here. Good job.
Thank you, Jim.
We'll see you next time. Paul Casey, folks. CaseyCommunications.net. Find his book there. The Self-Employment is Self-Employment for You. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll see you tomorrow.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.